Good evening, Patriots. So, let's do our quick public service announcements, Bard style. Number one, Mike Lindell, MyPillow. We are going to support that company as much as we can, and we must. He's like single-handedly supporting this revolution with the sales of pillows and slippers, and we're going to just help that right along. Mike Lindell has been assaulted, attacked, abused by everything the left can do. They continue to throw garbage at him, and he continues to rise up and tell him that he's not going to stop, and he keeps pushing forward and keeps getting stronger. He's an example patriot for everybody, one of the great patriots of our time and in our nation, and the CEO of a great company. So get on over to MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S, and save a bunch of money. Because it's a great promo code. 40% on slippers, 66% on pillows. Great sales on pillows right now. Great sales on sheets right now. Comforters, doggy beds. I mean, it's a little bit of everything. It's like outfit your whole bathroom, bedroom. It's fantastic. They've got great towels too, by the way. So great products, great people, great company, great CEO. Can't get better. In this time when we have so few CEOs that give a rip about our nation, everybody wants to sell out to China, sell out to the Luciferian order, sell out to whatever it is because they're either afraid to stand up or they want more money and profit from a bunch of China. And they're putting America not just second, but like last. Mike Lindell's putting America first in everything he does. So let's support him as much as possible. Promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Head on over to MyPillow.com. And if you want to talk to a person, dial 800-975-2939, 800-975-2939. All that information is right below the podcast on every single one of them. You can find it, and there you go. And public service announcement number two is Bards Fest. Bards Fest is the 26th to the 29th of August. Indoor arena, outdoor arena, two different events, same mission, same time, same location, 9 miles apart. Well, more or less, right? Close. Outdoor arena tickets go on sale next week. Indoor arena tickets are on sale now. You want to get your tickets. It's fantastic. It's going to be 4 days of blitz and crazy, of sermons and speakers, panels. We're just putting out today. We decided we're going to, on every single day of the Family Arena, we're going to have a panel speaking about different issues, from the new economy to faith to health to innovation and where we're going as a country. And we're going to have experts on each of those panels. There's going to be speakers from Dr. Tenpenny to Eric Naputi. We're going to have sermons like Tony Wood, who's a powerhouse in Southern California. We're going to have Pastor Greg Locke, Pastor Travis Graham, and many others. So let's get in there. Get in there, get your tickets, get going. It's going to be fantastic. If you're waiting on a daily schedule, this is what I'm going to tell you. We are putting together a daily schedule, and it will be up by the end of the weekend or Monday morning, okay, number one. Number two, whether you like it or not, some of this is going to be a little bit squishy, meaning we're holding everybody as we can, but these speakers are being called everywhere, and we are blessed to get them, and we are pushing hard to get them. So what we are going to assure you is you will not be disappointed whatever happens. So get your tickets. It's the time to go. It's rock time to rock and roll, because this is going to be what we are praying to be the greatest revival in human history. We truly believe it is. God is guiding us on this the whole way. This is God's festival, not ours. It is a revival, and it is a celebration, and it is a way to get action-driven in our soul, because when we leave Bard's Fest, every single person is going to have something to do to take action in their country. And it's important. So Bard's Fest, you go to bardsfm.com/Bard's Fest. You'll find it right on top of the page. It says Bard's Fest. Click on that. Boom. There you go. That easy. Tickets are being sold for the Family Arena through Ticketmaster. Okay. All right. Here we go. So today I spent my afternoon in the hot sun, digging the final bed of what I call the garden expansion. And you're all going to get a chance to see pictures and a video of this anyway at Bard's Fest, because I'm going to be using it as a discussion about what a patriot garden at a minimum should be like. And it's important philosophy. It's an important part of us taking back sovereignty in our own homes. And so you're going to get a chance to see it. And it's a way of transforming kill the lawn, grow a garden kind of concept. Lawns are such a waste of time and such a waste of resources and such a waste of good land. And in this day and age, we have to take that stewardship to know that what's coming at us is going to be demanding. There is no way we are going to get forward on this in the coming years without enduring some pain. And if you think that this is suddenly going to shift by some magic white chariot coming out of the clouds, I got news for you. Everything we're sitting and looking at right now is this steady movement. And yes, the left is definitely collapsing. There is absolutely no question in my mind that it is. But it is a slow, steady destruction of their empire. And there's a lot moving and a lot happening. And that component there is, the reality is that we're going to see this old order crumble as the new rises up within. And to do that, we have to have a value shift. And I've talked a lot about this, and I'm going to be talking a lot more about this, and that's taking responsibility for our lives in a different way. That means going back some and going forward. If we're going to embrace this new world the way they want us to, this new world's going to be driven by AI. You're going to be worshiping AI. And quite frankly, we're all going to be united. Oh yeah, we're all going to be where we go one, where we go all, but it's not going to be the way you want, because where we go one, where we go all in their model is all, everybody gets a vax, and then everybody gets this little thing called graphene, which is in the vax, which is what's causing the magnetism, and through the 5G wave, they can now affect and modify your mood, your behavior, your thinking. Pretty neat little idea. 70% of the public gets the injection. And with that, now they just flip a switch and they go, oh, okay, everybody's going to be united and happy. And that's really what they plan. And that's why things blew up when Dr. Tenpenny testified in front of the Ohio legislature, when she brought out the idea that they were looking at magnetism as an issue. They went crazy because she revealed the truth. And the truth is that the products that they're putting in these injections are causing magnetism. They are. And that's one of the reasons they also want the booster. And as they do this, they're able to initiate a 5G wave once they get all that empowered, in place, and they're going to be able to affect people's moods, the way they think, and the way they act, and what they accept. Hence the words from Klaus Schwab, which he guarantees you, you will own nothing, you will rent everything, and you will be happy, because they will program you to believe that. You think it's not possible, you better look into the science, because it is there. I read some comments on, it's funny, I read some comments on Apple iTunes, which, by the way, thank you, Patriots, for the great, many, many great comments over there. And we have a 4.9 out of 5-star rating, which is outstanding. But we have our typical trolls that come in there. And one of those was, "This is, you must remember that this podcast is only opinion because he does not give sources. I give sources a lot of times, but I'm also telling you, we all know, you're going to have to dig. All right? This stuff here is not mystical. Dr. Tenpenny is a source. If you have questions, check out what she's just put out in terms of her product and her material about these magnetisms, and there's all sorts of other things. But my point of this is, Patriots, is that there's plenty of sourcing out here, and we have to dig to find it. But the fact is that their model is shaping out to be a 5G control system, which is like a global grid prison system that you'll never escape once they're in. Those that took the injection, sadly, and I mean this, and if you've taken the injection, until we can find a way to neutralize the substances within your blood and within your DNA that you willfully accepted, no one forced you to take it, you willfully accepted it because you worshiped fear, or you were just arrogant or too stupid to see what was coming at you. Hard words, but true. Until that can be neutralized, the fact of the matter is that we can no longer have a full trust in the individual that has that injection substance in them, because they can be modified by the 5G wave. Simple. That's it. That means we're two worlds. We are two worlds now. We are now living in a bifurcated world. It's really quite simple. So let's roll back to where I was starting, because that's the kind of mess of the world we're in. But today I was spending the afternoon digging that final bed in the garden, and it was brutal. I'm not going to kid you, because it's hard-packed clay, which, as Bear Armad pointed out, he said, "That's interesting, you were working with clay." True. So I want to read something here real quick. Isaiah 64:8. "But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand." That was kind of today, is the reminder that as I'm digging this final bed, and it is hard work in this, 3 feet, 25 feet long with hard packed clay that was about as hard as concrete today. And it's soaking now with water so I can finish it tomorrow. And when it's done, it'll be beautiful. I've already done 4 of them like this, and each one of them is, and this is the hardest of all 4. It always seems like that. The last one is the hardest. But it's the reflection of what we are doing. We are dealing right now in a world that is literally like the hard packed clay. You can't grow anything on it. It has no life in it. One would argue that from a scientific point, I'm sure they'd be like, "Oh yes, there's life in clay." There is no, you're not going to grow anything on this clay. This clay has been, since the lawn was taken out 2 years ago, it is as hard as it gets, and nothing has grown on it for 2 years. Okay? There's other things that have grown, but nothing there. This is pretty much a lifeless, just a container of earth. That's all it is. And it's clay. But through the process of a very hard digging and soaking it with water and then breaking up those clods, and then digging it again, tining it, digging it down, working in compost and working in added composted soil so that I can get in to break up that clay, and then more compost and then more composted soil. It'll be an inject of a tremendous amount of, it's already, and this is how I build these beds. When I get through with it, it'll have life again. And that's kind of the reminder today, all day long, as I spent digging, is we are in the process of giving life again to the world. And it's God that's working through us. we're making a very hard choice, and we can see that these lines, the people that are taking the injection, are now starting to scream. You're hearing CNN say things like, well, those that didn't take the injection should have a very difficult life ahead of them. And you know that if they can control the mechanisms of distribution, they will do just that. And currently, they do control those mechanisms, those supply lines, and they will do what they can. Hence the reason that each one of us has to be preparing. We have to start taking care of our basics in our life as much as we can. And we have to be coming together to work together and looking at the world very much as Joseph did in filling the silos. But in all of this, we have to remember that God is truly, as our Father, He is the potter and we are clay. That means that also in this process, we are being remade, not just the substance of our economies, not just the substance of everything. We ourselves are being remade. And it's an amazing time. Matter of fact, it's a blessed time. We can see the old world as if we're on the outside of it. With eyes to see and ears to hear, we're now witnessing what we were once part of. We now know that we're separated from it. And those lines are growing wider. Their eyes, their ears are closing more firmly. And it's sad to see, but it's true. The two worlds are dividing. That doesn't change our mission, because over on that side, that other world, there is many raw chunks of clay that need to be formed. And the only way that's going to happen is if we engage them and we offer them a way forward. But by offering, it doesn't mean that we become them. The soil, when you're working it, it's brutal and it's hard. And when you first crack it, it's a rough move. I have great garden tools. And I say this, American-made, great American steel. The point is that even that, it's hard to break through some of this clay. In that first go, you're pushing in that flat blade, that blade shovel in there hard. You're using that tining tool to really rake open the clay. You're breaking it up, and it's coming up in big clods. That's very much what we're facing, metaphorically. We're facing people that are that hardened to God. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to believe in God. And worse, and this is the other problem, is they might make the leap to God, but they're not going to accept Christ. This is where we miss. This is where the road starts to diverge, right? So people will say, well, I believe in God. Like, okay. And then we have this migration. It's been happening in the Patriot Movement. Of people professing that they believe in God, but they're not willing to accept Christ. So it's kind of like, you know, it's like I can dig up that clay and I can break that clay up. I could spend all day tomorrow and I would break up that clay and I would sift it and filter it and add some more water to break it down. And I would end up with a loosened bed. The tilth might go down 12 inches, and it'll be fine enough that I could plant something on. But the richness of the soil will be lacking. It's still clay. It might be powdered fine. It might be broken up, but it doesn't have that richness of the tilth. That's kind of like trying to reach God without Christ. How do we get to the Father? It is through Christ to the Father. And when we add those amazing, that richness of the soil, it's like putting Christ in our heart. We start adding that compost and we start mixing that in and we start blending that in, and that clay, that hard clay, starts to take on life, real life. And the testimony is right out here in my own garden. And I mentioned this the other day, but it's a true testimony to this. So that same clay, two of the beds that are now fully planted, one was planted about 3.5 weeks ago. It is incredible how much growth is going on. Maybe it was 4 weeks ago. Just incredible. Tomatoes are exploding. All the squash and all the melons are just, it's just growing like a jungle out there. And this is hot, dry weather right now. We're getting 93, 97 degree temperatures every day. I'm watering twice a day and they're just exploding. The potatoes are blowing up. They're amazing. The other bed I planted about 10 days ago. In the middle of the heat, And this is on the same re-nurtured bed, this bed with all this new additive in. And I obviously put some shade netting up to protect it a bit, but still in this heat. These were delicate plants. They were planting a late summer salad bed. So it's got Swiss chard, and it has cabbage, and it has spinach, and it has some peppers. It has a couple melons at the end. I mean, this is, it's a late summer bed, midsummer for late summer salad. All of them, I've lost two plants is all in the heat, and the rest of them are thriving. They're starting to really take root. There's new greens coming up in every single one of them. That's after 10 days. So what's the point? If I was to have just left those beds and said, okay, I don't need anything else, they would have struggled along. They might, a few plants might have survived, but many just would have perished because there would have been no fertile sense, no fertile base in that soil. That metaphor is really what was striking me today because it's very much in line with the idea of the difference between saying, I believe in God, and that difference of putting Christ in our heart. When we put Christ in our heart, that is that bridge. That is that fertile soil we've put within our soul. It's what transforms us from being clay to being once again in the hands of Father to shape us as the pottery, perfect pottery as he wants. That is a tremendous amount of power right there. And it's being missed by many. The concept of saying, I accept Christ has been so abused on so many levels. One, the media's attack on it constantly. Two, the way that many of the churches have portrayed it. And three, the way many people have taken it in their lives. And those three, I've talked about at length. The media obviously does a constant assault, and anybody that claims to have Christ in their lives, that live with Christ, oh, look out, they're coming at you. They're going to tell you some crazy radical right-wing Christian, blah, blah, blah. And they constantly push that message because they're fearful of what that means. There are many that don't like the idea. And there are patriots out here that are saying this. They're like, oh, those Christians, they're kind of cultish, but I believe in God, but no, I don't know about this Christ thing. That's a universalist walk, this nonsense. Okay? Good luck on that, because it's a wandering walk in the desert, and it's like trying to find a door in the middle of the desert. It's like trying to grow a rich garden on a clay soil, just clay. There's this other part, too, with this image of Christ, that when people accept Christ in their lives, then suddenly they're like, oh, I don't have anything else to worry about. I'm all good. I've been saved, and that's it. And this, you know, no matter what I do, I'm saved. Nothing else matters. That is a living lie. That is a living lie, because it is a constant work. Just like that soil with additives in it, you can't just let it go and do nothing. You still have to tend to it. You have to nurture it, even if it's barren soil. If you put no plants on it and you've built it up, you still have to water it and nurture it, because all that macrobiotic life within that soil needs water itself to continue to grow. The soil has life in it again. So to say that you've been saved and have salvation and to just that's it, you've missed the point that all you've been given is a fertile base. Now do something with it. That's the beauty when you look at the garden this way, because the garden gives us a lot of clues to life. We start to realize that we now have a base to put and nurture the new plants of the world into the world. We have to take care of them. We can't just plant a plant and walk away. You have to nurture it. You have to give it water. If it's hot sun, you got to give it some shade netting so that it can continue to survive. You have to tend to them a bit. You have to make sure the weeds aren't growing up around them to choke them out. It's a constant process, but the rewards are immense. We have got to push forward here with this idea with people to understand that in this matrix they're living in, there is literally only one way out. It's the keystone. It's the code. It's the way out of this craziness. Through Christ to the Father. That's simple. Through Christ to the Father. We put Christ in our hearts. We literally transform ourselves. Our old self goes away. And with that, we begin to rise up, and we can live not of this world anymore. We are part of something greater. In this entire shift that we're part of right now, we are all being remade that follow that path. And we also know that that path does not mean this path of this world, in this world, is going to be easy. Those that want to step away from Christ and just say, I believe in God, I'm going to walk with God, you're still in this world. And those in this world will die in this world. Those are my words. And that is what I believe. Because if you're not going to put Christ in your heart, right now what we're watching is a bifurcated world that is getting more extreme by the day. And if you can't walk across to accept that blessed gift that Christ gave to all of us through this, his sacrifice, and God gave to all of us the sacrifice of his son, if we can't accept that, then we're not bridged into the perfection that God needs us to be. It's not extreme. We know that. And it is a place that we all must walk boldly in and speak that language to put it in people's hearts to have them understand. There is so much hardened clay, hardened hearts that sits out here in the world right now. And it's sad because so much of it has been shaped by poor messaging and poor execution. But we have that opportunity as the remnant to really bring life back to the soil, to give that clay a new spark of life, to give God that hand, and through Christ to the Father, to let them realize what the beauty and glory of that walk is. We can't force it. You can't beat somebody on the head with a Bible to make them get it. You can't proselytize to them. All we have to do is to introduce them with the idea. So I'll go back to the metaphor of the digging in the garden. It's kind of like when you first dig that first run in that bed. It is hard clay. And so I dig it. And then I stop. And then I put some water on it and I let it sit overnight. Tomorrow morning when I go back, those hard, dense clay clods will start to break pretty easy. And then I can rake. And then I can start adding some of that nutrient, some of that rich compost in there, and I can churn that in. And then I'll rake it again. Over a process of about 4 or 5 hours, that bed will transform from dead life to just a fantastic bed to take anything it wants in there. And then I'll plant. And once it's planted, then I'll nurture. Those are the type of steps that we have to put forward to people. As people begin to awaken and they're making the choice, we have to guide them. It isn't a choice of just dropping a bomb and walking away. I talked to somebody today that said they had a friend of his that was not walking with the Lord at all, called him one day and asked him a bunch of questions, and he just answered those questions. And after the phone call, just let it be. And now that person calls him almost every day. They have so many questions. They keep asking questions. That's okay. And he just answers them. And each step, they're moving closer to Christ. We have to be careful not to slam doors on people that are seeking. Even people that have done things in the past that we're not in approval of. We've all done them. We've all done them. What we have to is offer opportunities. And give them opportunities to walk forward, to take a new step. And that's important. You know, Bard's Fest has got a lot of people coming to it. And we're doing a good job of screening, but we're also letting God guide us in this. And I've already heard some complaints about some people. And I'm like, okay. We're going to pray on it. And we're going to let God guide us. Because there's people that need this event in ways that we don't understand. They're still clay, that raw clay. And this event is the additive of the soil that will open their hearts. And we have to be open to that. Because if we're going to just close the door and want to hear only people that are perfect, we're not giving God a chance to move into this event and do a miracle things. Because I'm going to tell you something about Bard's Fest, and this is what I know in my heart. We are bringing this event as God's event, not as ours. So in that place, we have to open the door for God to do his work. Eric Napudi said something to me the other day. Dr. Eric Napudi said something to me the other day. He says, I guarantee you, Scott, he said, there's going to be people that walk off that stage. You're going to say, how did the speech go? And they're going to say, I have no idea. Because I blacked out. Well, why would they have blacked out? Because God will take over. We have to have some trust in that place. We have to come there with Christ in our heart. We have to come there with walking into that place to elevate the many. None of us are perfect. But that is going to be our nurturing of the garden when we come in there. And we have to let God flow through it. So when you see the speaker list, and it's increasingly there, just remember that every single person on that list is being looked at and considered through prayer. Some you'll like, some you won't like. But hear the messages, because God's going to be working through everybody. We start that event out on the first day, so it'll be in the evening, actually. But we're starting out the first day with a sermon. And by the evening, we're going to be blowing 300 shofars and having 300 vessels of light, 300 clay pots of light broken in celebration of bringing the light. That's a powerful event. And we're trying to coordinate 120 shofars around the world in different countries. This isn't a small thing. So we are the shepherds, but we're not driving the vehicle. God is. And that's how we really have to approach not only Bard's Fest, but our entire world right now. Yes, the world is divided. Yes, we're sitting over here in a very strong place trying to nurture our soils and build up that beautiful garden. But let us not forget that as those gardens grow, we have a glorious opportunity to share what's in that garden to bring the many over. That's what God would ask of us. Our garden right now is getting bigger. There will be, the first priority is to make sure that what's needed in the household is there, but there's already excess. What do you do with the excess? Let it die? Of course not. You share the excess. And that's part of the gift that God gave us, is to always share forward. Because you don't know how it's going to touch somebody else. This whole process of life, of us giving, of us trusting in God, of letting God work through us in every single way, is so much a part of this new journey that we're on. It's not that we haven't done it before, but we've never done it in mass like we're doing it, and we've never seen it so clearly in our lives. At least that's how I see it. You may disagree, and that's your choice. But never have we seen so much clarity, in my opinion, of where we are going. And how important it is for us to step deeper into the hope folds of God and to step deeper into the body of Christ. And when we do that, we're able to give so much more. We're able to reach out so much more boldly because we have so much more strength. So let us remain humble. And in this time when we're all feeling under attack, as we all are, one way or another, when we're dealing with people that absolutely don't want to listen, people that want to tell you you're wrong, they want to have the arrogance of telling you that you have no idea what you're talking about, I took the vaccine, I'm happy, and there's a lot of that going on. Just pray for them. Just pray for them. Don't get in an argument. Just pray for them. Because I guarantee you, when we do that, that's a force, that's a power that they're not ready to accept, and that's okay. But all that means is when you pray for them, all you've done is you've cracked that hard clay soil. You've given it that first dig it's had in years. And every time you do that, you're cracking that hard clay soil, and someone else will engage them. And if we keep doing this, pretty soon that hard clay soil gets a little bit of moisture, and then you're able to break it up, and the clods become smaller clods, and the smaller clods eventually become just coarse granules, and you're able to rake it off, and you're able to add in more nutrient. And then if they take that step on their own, if they accept that step, if that opportunity has been known, and you might be that person that guides them, because they're going to be looking, seeking, and wanting to hear trust in what there is said. Remember, this wall of people out here, this mass of people right now is wandering. They have a very dark and distorted vision of the relationship we have with God. They see us like a cult of crazies. that are refusing to save the world because we won't take the injection, because we believe in some crazy religion that says that there's a God that'll save us all, and they don't want to hear that. Okay, that's okay. I'll pray for you, no problem. But what we have that they do have, what we don't have that they do have, is we don't have fear, and they have a lot of it. So they're racing around trying to solve their fears, and we're calmly walking around the world going, it's okay, I'll pray for you. And they don't get it. But every time we pray for them, man, that's like another shovel dig or tine ripping of the clay. And it's breaking up those clods. And as we do that, each time we break it up and it gets a little smaller, and pretty soon there's moisture on it. And now there's some, you start to see it because there's an eagerness now to accept, to ask questions and to maybe accept a little bit more. And maybe they'll even seek a little bit more. That's God working. That's God right in there putting, okay. And then pretty soon they're going to be like, well, what do I do next? That opportunity always has to be there. Don't slam doors on people. Not too fast. Because God's bringing people this way. And if we're going to make a hard line and go, yeah, you're all clay, forget it, man. I have no way I'm going to be able to grow anything on your soil. You're out of here. You may be just slamming the door in the face of God. We are being asked right now, called upon right now, to build the many gardens that are needed. We are being asked to do the hard labor work of breaking through that clay. We are all being asked to lug the bags of compost and nurture that soil. We are all being asked to do the hard back-breaking labor work to mix in that compost with which was clay, and to ultimately bring people to the point where they will say, now what? And we say, that now what is you. You have to take the next step. You've got to accept Christ in your life, because it's through Christ to the Father. And it's only there that you can be restored and you can be healed truly in your life. Because it's through the blood of Christ that true healing begins. And when we can get them there, it's up to them. It's their choice. You cannot force them to take it. You cannot force them to drink the water. But we can lead them there with confidence and with trust. And when that happens, it's a miracle, because that's God working and bringing his children home. So let's be gardeners and let's tend to the soil, because a good garden doesn't just begin. You don't just throw seeds on the ground. You may sow a lot of seeds, but the true seeds that really take root are taking root in a soil that's rich and fertile. And let's accept the fact that there's much soil out here that is not rich and fertile. Let's tend to the soil as we sow the seeds. And let's listen closely to what God guides us to do. Because, but now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Isaiah 64:8. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time and these times that we come together to reflect very deeply on the words that you give to us, the blessings of Scripture, and the blessings of this time in which we live. Lord, let us hear those true messages of nurturing, the messages of breaking the clay, of nurturing the soil, of building a fertile base. Let us live that through our actions. Let us not slam the doors in people simply because of a past or choices that they make, but let us hear what they're trying to find, and let us guide them and give them opportunities to stand before you, Lord, and to accept Christ in their heart. Lord, bless us in this walk as we try to open the hearts of many, as we try to be the light for those in the darkness, and as we offer that pathway that they can choose, and let us be those shepherds that will help walk them down this path if they choose to follow. But give us the words, Lord. Give us the way, Lord, to show them the glory of this path, not through fear, not through end of times prophecy, but through the true love and nurturing and beauty that only Christ can give. Let us Let us celebrate that with such glory of the joy of living free of fear, the joy of living free of anxiety, the joy of living truly within you, Lord. No matter what we're facing, we just sit and we smile, and we celebrate, we love all that's before us, because each step that we make, Lord, is that powerful step that you've given us to grow. And for us to grow greater, closer to you through the body of Christ. Let us share that gift with all that it is. And let us have the means to share that gift in a way that people can hear, people can listen, people can see, and ultimately people can accept. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. It's an amazing time to be alive. We are literally building gardens all over this world. And oh boy, are they challenging. I can tell you right now. You know, this is hard work. This is the 97 degree digging in the clay every day. And it's not going to get easier. That just means we have to be more persistent. And it doesn't mean we are more obnoxious. We just have to work better and more in sync with what the soil's asking us to do. Let us be gardeners. Let us tend to the soil as we plant the seeds and sow the seeds. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Keep your prayers up, patriots. Prayers for guidance, prayers for clarity, prayers for let God bring the opportunities to us to be able to share the glory of Christ in our heart. God is with us. He's never going to forsake us. And in the end, God will win. We have such a big part of that, though. We accept it, and such a glorious experience living through it with him. Let's celebrate that. Have a blessed night. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Good night. Thank you. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose, reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. We're on the edge of a moment.
Change
I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. Safe place to hide from the rain.